This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
11 golden guitars under his belt, a three-time ARIA Award winner with Big Things on the Horizon of 2021. Solid singles dropping in the wake of his new album, Living in Colour. He has recently thrown the world away. We welcome to The Drive Show, Shane Nicholson. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
Hello, Shane. We hope that you're having a great day here, and we're happy to have you on The Drive Show with Clay and myself, Kayla.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
We mentioned you throwing the world away and the enormous weight prop used in your video clip, The Weight of the World, was in a mini skip come June. Was The Weight of the World in storage or sitting in your living room for that amount of time?
You know, I actually, it used to be on display in my living room. I built a stand for it after the video and it would sit in the corner of the living room. So I don't know why I kept it, but it was there was something symbolic about it, and I always had this vision that one day I would send it by post to Tim Rogers, because he had spent a whole day carrying that thing around in the video clip all over Sydney, and he hated it. He hated that thing, and I just thought one day I would love to send it to him and have it arrive on his doorstep. I never got around to it because it's just started falling apart, you know, like I don't know what it's made out of, but it just started falling apart. So I thought I'd do something else symbolic and throw away The Weight of the World and put it in a mini skit.
Too good. Oh, man. Well, Harvest on vinyl, I mean, there's been heaps of singles released leading up to this. The High Price is Surviving, Harvest on Vinyl, Life Ain't Fine. But Harvest on Vinyl, I mean, we all have one of those records that we come across as a young fella, and it affects you on a greater scale, and it appears, you know, when you're in your 40s or whatever like that. Give us, and I've seen you wearing Motorhead shirts around and stuff like that. Give us a few other albums that maybe you have drawn the same inspiration from or have had an effect on you throughout life.
Oh, there's been a lot in different stages. So when I was young, it was what my parents had. So Harvest was definitely one. And at the same time, there was this band, and this might make me sound a bit uncool, but there was this band called Bread. And that's David Gates, his songs I had the Best of Bread vinyl. Oh my God, that changed my life, that record. It was amazing.
Everything I own.
Yes, Everything I Own. Wow, what a song. I mean, they're my drunk karaoke songs.
Yeah, you know? I love them.
Absolutely. Yeah, but they're, you know, obviously your tastes change as you grow up and you find new things. And there's, you know, Beatles records that meant a lot to me. And then, you know, then you're right, Motorhead and metal. And I went through all my stages, and all those records, I think, shape you over time. And, you know, kind of, like, I haven't really made any metal records before, but it's always still there, and I listen to metal nearly every day.
So, there we go. Still there. Well, I haven't seen my father, so embarrassed, but we did find a video of him in his first band playing, I think, in Grafton, when it was like a rock band, and he was jumping around on stage in 1989 shirtless. I mean, do you have these worries about your children?
Oh, my God. When are you going to send that? To see that. I need to see that.
Do you have any of these fears that, you know, your young ones might uproot something from your past like that?
Absolutely. There's heaps of awful stuff in my past that is caught on video, and I've seen a lot of it and tried to forget it. I think, you know, my parents have it all stored away somewhere, so God help me one day when they've, you know, moved on and we're all looking through their collected rubbish that I don't know what we're going to find. But, yeah, I think every artist has all that kind of stuff, you know, that that you don't want to see again. But, again, at the same time, I think it's that stuff that helps you learn, you know. Mm. Like, you know what not to do again once you've done something really bad and embarrassing.
You can always count on the fact that the fashion comes back around at some point too. So at some point you might be back in fashion again.
Maybe. I think I was so far out of fashion that it would never come back to that. I don't think it's ever been that, so it can't come back to that. You know, I think it, I used to take pride in being, you know, trying to be different and separate, and it's I still do, I guess, you know, in different ways. So,
For sure.
You know, it's ongoing.
Back
it's an
porch,
ongoing kind of thing.
Back Porch Country playlist put your single Life Ain't Fine directly next to Paul Kelly's Life Is Fine. Which one of you is the liar?
I know. That is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. You seriously couldn't plan something like that. That was so great. That, you know, and I thought that was, someone was chuckling in the office that day when they put that together. I thought that was really funny. I don't know who's lying, but I mean, obviously he's a lot smarter than I am. So there might be something to his, you know, he's older and wiser than me. So he could be onto something. I certainly always take the more pessimistic road.
Hey, it's all about balance. You know? I'm the optimistic one here. Clay's the pessimistic one. So,
well, yeah, it is about balance. You're right. You know, but look, I it was a cheeky title, obviously ripping off his record. But I did send it to, he was the first person I played it to. I sent it to him when I wrote it, and made sure he was very cool with it. And he was cool with it. So I thought, I'm going to run with it.
Awesome. And it's one of the greatest singles, along with those other singles as well, that are coming out in the wake of this Living in Colour album. Tell us about the recording process of Living in Colour.
It was mostly done in isolation, I guess, as most records are these days at the moment anyway. But it was done around making other people's records. I've been really busy as a producer the last couple of years, fortunately, as the music industry has kind of been grinding to a halt. Behind the scenes, people are writing a lot of songs, and there's a lot of albums being made. I guess artists are using the time, you know, wisely. And so I've actually been more busy than ever as a producer, while I've never been less busy as an artist or a musician, you know. So it's a weird time, but I've been making a lot of records, and so there wasn't a lot of time to make my record, and it was just kind of an accident that it happened. I was just doing little bits, you know, late at night or early morning before other sessions, and it slowly kind of turned into a record. And it was quite insular, because I couldn't really have musicians coming in to do big sessions at the time with lockdowns and stuff. So we were doing a little bit of it remotely via email. But most of it was just me late at night with a guitar and some whiskey. And it was kind of like harking back to my childhood days, you know, as a mid-teenager with my first, you know, computer set up, recording studio in my parents' house in Redcliffe, you know, and sitting up at night playing, trying to record songs. And it was a little bit like going back to those days, and I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Wow. Love it. And and You Will Have Your Way is the single that we'll be following this interview with. Tell us about this song and what it means. I've listened to it, by the way, and I like it.
Well, thank you. This song, well, I wrote it for you, Clay. It's all for you.
You know, that's exactly what we wanted to hear. The interview's over now. Thank you.
Look, I guess the song is about, it's about two things. It's about the older I get, in some ways I get more pessimistic and or disillusioned with how things are going, you know, and as a father and my kids growing up, and there's so much going on around us that I despair about, you know, the state of the world, you know. But at the same time, there's this other line that runs parallel to that, where the older I get, the more I'm embracing my close friends and that unit, you know, of family and people who understand you and share something with you. And I've become more and more, I guess, embracing that more and more now, you know, certainly since we lost Glenn Hanna a couple of years ago, who was part of that circle. That circle's kind of drawn even tighter in. And so the song's kind of about the dichotomy of that, about how in some ways life feels harder than ever, but at the same time, it's great that we can take solace in the people that, you know, that we love and that are close to us and that understand us.
Totally. Beautiful.
Thank you so much for your time, Shane, and can't wait to hear the rest of this album. It's going to be just an absolute treat for us here at 98.9 FM.
Oh, thanks for having me, mate. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.